Right, I've got to do this because I have this overwhelming feeling in me to tell you what my testimony was. I come from a Christian family. My grandparents were Christians as well, so we always went to church. When I was 6 years old, my brother always had asthma. This asthma was so bad that basically there was no medication, there was no inhaler pumps, there's nothing. You had to suck a tablet that you had to have under your tongue. Now, he was 3 years old at that time, and he was really, really poorly. My mum's a nurse, she knew what to do and everything else. But the trouble was, he could not breathe at all. We had one of these little candle things that you put, and you had to light it, and this smelly vapour meant it would have done something, but I don't know what that was meant to do. Anyway, he was really, really bad. Mum and Dad actually left us at home on our own. Now, that these days would be no way. Anyway, we stayed at home. Mum and Dad rushed Timmy to the hospital. They basically came back a few hours later, still with Timmy, absolutely gasping for breath. There was no hope. They had the option of waiting in the hospital for him to die or to come home, and he could die at home. This is what we were told. I was 6 years old, and I knew that my brother was dying. I couldn't do anything, but what I did know was that as a Christian family, we would sit and pray. Now, all I can remember of that is sitting on the floor with this multicoloured carpet, praying like mad. And I said, God, and I know you shouldn't bargain with God, but I said, if you are real and you save my brother Tim, I am going to be your friend forever, whether you like it or not, basically, because Timmy is going to get better. We then went to bed. We were absolutely exhausted. The next day, I remember hearing ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. This was Timmy's way of waking up. You run up and down the hallway being a steam train. I knew that my brother was saved and restored. Now, in that also praying, I want to tell you that I asked for the Holy Spirit. I knew about the Holy Spirit, and I thought, okay, if you, I'm going to have some of you, I want all of you. So fill me now with the Holy Spirit. At 6 years old, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. I want you to know that it doesn't matter how old you are a child of God. He loves you so much that he died on the cross for you. He bled and died for you. His love is so great. If you can imagine, I'm going to go on, a chocolate cake has many layers. God loves every single layer of you. Well, my chocolate cake has layers anyway. He has the cream, he has everything. But please, just grab hold of this. He loves you so, so much. And you can never get enough of him. You need to buzz all the time. Thank you.
Yeah, amen. Amen to that. Our children are going to go out to their lessons. As I said last week, Victoria's not here to pick on, but she's expecting a child. And I said to us as a church, are we expecting? Are we expecting God to move? Are we expecting God to answer our prayers? Are we expecting God to love us? Well, if we expect, the Bible says, puts it like this, it says, when we pray as if our prayers are answered. So that means we're already saying yes and amen as it leaves our lips. So whatever your circumstance, whatever your situation, may I pray today that you will receive everything that God has for you. Is that okay? Can we say amen? Thanks, Zach.
Right, so hopefully you can hear me. Is that on? That's good. Right, so I'm both a little bit tearful and a little bit excited because you know the Holy Spirit is at work when every single song references something you've got planned to say, and then the and then there's a testimony which also references what God has given me to say today. And so I'm a little bit sort of in awe at the minute, which is a good place to be, I guess. So here we go. I'm going to start off by just praying, Lord. I can do no more than to ask what the psalmist says. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable to you. Let us learn from you as you speak to us today. Amen. As I was studying, as you know, we're going through the letter of 1 John. And so I was studying it, obviously. You like to hope that the people are going to share with you, are going to actually study the bit that they've got to do. And, excuse me. And so in one of the books that I read, there was this amazing thing. I'm going to start off by reading it to you because it kind of is really, I think it will help us to grasp hold of how exciting what God wants to say to us is. It's written by a guy called Adam T. Barr. When we see him, is something that John says in this letter. When we see him, one can almost sense the shiver in John's hand as he writes these words. When we behold the glorified Lord, the high priest of our salvation, our sanctification will be complete. In that holy moment, the brokenness which touches